Welcome to Hockey Whiz Talks podcast. In this podcast, I'll be making predictions on the final playoff picture. In this podcast, I will give a quick update on the NHL playoff picture, then give my predictions on what I think the final playoff picture will look like. This is the current Eastern Conference playoff picture. In the Eastern Conference, the Boston Bruins sit in first place in the Atlantic Division with 107 points, followed by the Florida Panthers with 106 points, and then the Toronto Maple Leafs with 101 points in third place. The New York Rangers hold on to the first seed in the Metropolitan Division with 110 points, followed by the Carolina Hurricanes with 107 points in second place, and the New York Islanders in third place with 89 points. The Tampa Bay Lightning hold the first wildcard spot with 96 points, while the Pittsburgh Penguins cling on to the final wildcard spot in the Eastern Conference with 86 points. Still in the playoff hunt in the Eastern Conference are the Washington Capitals, Detroit Red Wings, and Philadelphia Flyers. All three teams have 85 points apiece. This is the current playoff picture in the Western Conference. In first place in the Central Division are the Dallas Stars with 109 points, followed by the Winnipeg Jets with 104 points in second place, and the Colorado Avalanche in third place with 104 points. In first place in the Pacific Division are the Vancouver Canucks with 105 points, followed by the Edmonton Oilers in second place with 101 points, and the LA Kings in third with 95 points. The Nashville Predators have the first wildcard spot and have 95 points, while the Vegas Golden Knights currently hold the final wildcard spot in the Western Conference with 92 points. The St. Louis Blues currently have 89 points and are just 3 points behind Vegas for the final wildcard spot. And now a word from our sponsor. Check out my scouting blog at HockeyWiz777Scouting.com. Listen to my scouting blog podcast on podcasters.spotify.com/pod/show/HockeyWiz777Scouting. Eastern Conference matchup predictions. The first matchup in the Eastern Conference will be between the New York Rangers, who are the first seed in the East, against whoever wins out on the second wild card, whether it's the Pittsburgh Penguins, Washington Capitals, Detroit Red Wings, or Philadelphia Flyers. The second matchup in the Eastern Conference will be between the Florida Panthers and Toronto Maple Leafs. That will be the Atlantic Division matchup. The third matchup in the Eastern Conference will be the Metropolitan Division matchup, which is the Carolina Hurricanes against the New York Islanders. The fourth and final matchup in the Eastern Conference is between the 2 seed in the East, the Boston Bruins, against the first wild card, which is the Tampa Bay Lightning. Western Conference playoff predictions. The first matchup in the Western Conference is going to be between the first seed in the Western Conference, the Dallas Stars, facing off against the defending Stanley Cup champions, the Vegas Golden Knights, who are the second wildcard team. The second matchup in the Western Conference is between the Colorado Avalanche and Winnipeg Jets. This matchup is also known as the Central Division matchup. The third matchup in the Western Conference is between the Edmonton Oilers and LA Kings. This is the Pacific Division matchup. The fourth and final matchup in the Western Conference is between the Vancouver Canucks, the 2 seed in the West, against the Nashville Predators, who are the first wildcard spot. In the Eastern Conference quarterfinals, every single matchup has the potential to be a tense rivalry, with the exception of the Metropolitan Division matchup of the Carolina Hurricanes and New York Islanders. Before, I predicted that the Lightning would take the 3rd seed in the Atlantic and the Leafs would slide into the first wild card, so Boston would end up playing Toronto and Florida would end up playing Tampa Bay in the first round. But with the Leafs currently 5 points ahead Tampa Bay and only 3 games remaining, it seems highly unlikely for that to happen. If the standings don't change, Boston will end up playing Tampa Bay, who are the first wild card in the Eastern Conference, while Florida will end up playing Toronto in the Atlantic Division playoff matchup. Also, I said that the Philadelphia Flyers would slide out of the playoffs, and indeed they have slid out of the playoffs, and as a result, the New York Islanders have claimed the 3rd seed in the Metropolitan Division and will face Carolina. Sidney Crosby and the Pittsburgh Penguins currently hold the final playoff spot in the Eastern Conference, but hot on their heels are Alex Ovechkin and his Washington Capitals, along with Dylan Larkin and his Detroit Red Wings and the Philadelphia Flyers. All three teams have 85 points and are just 1 point behind them in the standings. The fight for the final wildcard spot will go right down to the wire and could ultimately be decided on the last day of the regular season. Regardless of who is the second wildcard team, that team is going to have their hands full as they will have to face the New York Rangers, the team with the best overall record in the regular season. The Eastern Conference quarterfinals is always full of surprises and upset, and that is what makes the NHL playoffs so interesting. Check out my hockey blog at hockeywithtalkshockey.blogspot.com. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram at hockeywith777. In the Western Conference quarterfinals, I expect there to be new and exciting matchups. And for that reason, the rivalries between the two teams could take a few games to kick in. In every series besides the Edmonton-LA series, as they have matched up in the last 2 years in the first round, so they are no strangers to each other. The Colorado Avalanche and Winnipeg Jets are currently fighting for home ice advantage in their playoff matchup, and that is going to be a huge factor in that playoff matchup, as the Colorado Avalanche have a 38-1 record at home, but are only 19-16-5 on the road. The Edmonton Oilers and LA Kings have both clinched a playoff berth and will likely be playing each other again, so for the third straight year in a row, Edmonton will play LA. For Edmonton, this might be the best matchup considering if they overtake Vancouver for the first seed in the Pacific, they would have to play Nashville, which could be a tougher matchup considering Nashville has UC Saros. In my prediction, I said Dallas would end up facing Nashville because I felt like Vegas would eventually pass Nashville to claim the first wildcard spot, but it doesn't seem like that will happen anymore. So it seems more likely that the Vegas Golden Knights, who are the second wildcard in the Western Conference, will end up playing Dallas, who are the first seed in the Western Conference. Although Vegas is struggling as of late, when the playoffs begin, you can throw the regular season stats out the window because Vegas will become a whole different team and could end up upsetting Dallas. Another thing to monitor is whether or not the Edmonton Oilers end up being cautious and resting their stars for the remainder of the regular season. And if Edmonton does indeed rest their star players, I think Vancouver will hold on to the first seed in the Pacific and will play Nashville. Unlike in the East, the Western Conference is pretty much set in stone, and the first round matchups should be very entertaining. Listen to Hockey Wiz Talks podcast on Podbean and Spotify. By the end of next week, we should already know who will be playing who in the quarterfinals in the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs. And I will be doing a preview on said first round of the playoffs. In my next podcast, I'll be doing a preview of the quarterfinals in the 2024 Stanley Cup playoffs.